Praise the Lord. Dear friends, today we would like to reflect on a verse from Psalm 91, verse 12. First, let me read it. He will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. On their hands they will bear you up. Supporting hands. Hands of the angels, hands of God. Psalm 91 is a beautiful psalm of confidence, sometimes categorized as a psalm of wisdom. But it speaks about God's protecting intervention, God's guidance, God's care and concern for us. A psalm that we should learn by heart and pray every day as we get up in the morning and before we go to bed at night. Psalm 91 that explains and describes God's protection. We are traveling through dangerous ways, in many ways. The highways are so dangerous, we are not sure if we'll come back because of the accidents. We are traveling also through the world that is so dangerous for our spiritual lives. The air we breathe is somehow filled with atheism and secularism and anti-divine forces. In this dangerous road, where we are sometimes forced to make wrong decisions and where our lives might crush on unexpected rocks of temptations, the psalm gives us the promise, that gives us the confidence that the Lord will support us. It was only a few days ago we saw on television and later on newspaper a great accident that took place in New York. A plane that took off from LaGuardia Airport with 155 persons, a flight of US Airways, Airbus A320. Hit by a flock of stray birds, both engines paralyzed. Should have been a great disaster for all the 155 passengers and more for the people on whom the plane would have crashed. But somehow, the pilot managed to ditch the plane in the frozen river, Hudson River. Not an individual was hurt. All the 155 passengers were saved, miraculously. Accidentally, some would say. But the pilot had his explanation. God had protected us. God has sustained us with his hand through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin. This is an experience, an unusual experience, of course. But this is not that unusual. We see again and again God's intervention in our lives, in our personal lives. If we reflect on what we had been through in our lives of the past, again and again we'll see God's intervention in protecting us from accidents, guiding us, always keeping us. God's hands keep us. God's hand protect us. But this confidence in the protection of God should not lead us to presumption and pride. In fact, this was a promise used by Satan in tempting Jesus. Jump down from the pinnacle, and the angels will support you on their hands, on their wings. And Jesus said, "You shall not tempt your Lord, the Lord your God." Confidence should not be presumption. God has not promised to support us our unnecessary ventures and heroisms. As long as we trust in Him, as long as we do what He wants us to do, not to boast ourselves, not to present our greatness, but to accomplish God's mission, then He will support us. This promise should give us confidence but also make us humble. It's not we who accomplish it. It is God. The pilot was so humble, he said, it's not my talent. I could do nothing. Both engines were gone. But God protected us. So God sends his angels. This protection of God is presented as the guardian angel. So let us thank God for his protection and trust in his guidance. He will support us. His hands will carry us. Amen.